This is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
We got your Thursday news break coming up in about 25 minutes. Jesse Newell of the Kansas City Star joins us at 20 till 5. I'm Nick Schwert with Derek Johnson. It is Rock Chalk Sports Talk. New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. The NCAA slapping some sanctions on the University of Louisville earlier today. Handed down penalties for Louisville that involved strippers, prostitution for student athletes, and recruits. Among the penalties that were slapped on Louisville by the committee, a suspension of head coach Rick Pitino for the first five ACC games this season, 4 years of probation, and the vacation of basketball records in which student athletes completed while ineligible from December of 2010 through July of 2014. And as you may remember, Louisville played in the 2012 Final Four. The next year, they won it all against Michigan. Now, school officials said that the 2013 title game is one of the 15 tournament games that ineligible players participated in during that time period. Louisville does have about a month and a half to provide a written report containing that information and the games that were impacted over to the NCAA. As you may remember, this whole investigation began after Katina Powell, who was a prostitute slash stripper, wrote a book. The book was called Breaking Cardinal Rules, Basketball and the Escort Queen. And she said in that book that one of the, at the time, he was like director of basketball ops, assistant coach number seven, whatever you want to call him, that he paid $10,000 to Powell and her other dancers, one of which included her daughter, to perform for players at the team's dorm over a five-year period beginning in 2010. So Andre McGee, who was later hired on at UMKC as an assistant coach, he was the one arranging all this stuff. He was arranging adult entertainment. He was arranging sex activities for 15 prospects. Three of them were enrolled, and one of them, one guy was just a friend who was visiting one of his buddies, and the two scholastic coaches. So a couple of the coaches were like, why not? I'll get involved in this at their basketball dormitory. In the NCAA sanctions, one of them reads, without dispute, NCAA rules do not allow institutional staff members to arrange for striptease and sex acts for prospects, enrolled student athletes, and or those who accompany them to campus. I love how they add in the fact that without dispute, as if in the past somebody's gotten in trouble for this and they said, are you sure? Like, are you sure we can't do this for our recruits? Are you sure we can't arrange hookers to come by and, you know, help us out in the recruiting call? Are you sure that has to be considered a violation? And you know this is going on everywhere, right? Like, maybe not to this extent. Like, maybe they're not hiring hookers. Because here's the thing. If you're getting recruited by Louisville, that means you're one of the premier prospects in the country. That means you're a top 100 player in the country. That means you're probably going on recruiting visits to places like Kansas, to places like Kentucky or Duke or any other top program. And at any of those schools, even if you're not a top program, if you're just at a college, you don't need hookers. If you are a division, if you don't even have to be a Division I athlete, if you're a Division II athlete, if you are a collegiate athlete on a basketball or football program, newsflash, you are kind of the big man on campus, and chicks want to be with you. Attractive women want to be with successful athletes. It has been that way since the dawn of time. There was never a time in which successful athletes like had trouble with women, where women were like, I don't know if I want to be with a basketball player. No, it's always worked that way. So the idea that this is what Louisville is getting in trouble for is the stupidest reason to get in trouble. Because you don't need to. This is not what's going to put you over the edge on landing this recruit, this number 75 player in the country. Oh, he's the 13th best point guard in the country. We got to pull out all the stops. Let's call Katina Powell, have her come over and, you know, take him into the back room and show him what Louisville's all about. That's what Louisville's about? Hookers? Strippers? Listen, I get it. If you want to come on a recruiting visit, a couple of the players say, hey, we're going to go out and have a nice time. Take them to the strip club. Yeah, there's more where this came from. At Louisville, this is what we do at Louisville. That's not a recruiting advantage because every town has a strip club. Junction City has a strip club. Do they even have a college? Does Junction City have a community college? I'm sure they do.
Sure they do.
Because every little town in Kansas has a community college. But every town also has a strip club. That's not a recruiting advantage.
You know a lot about strip clubs.
When guys come into town on recruiting visits to KU, they're not going to the outhouse, okay? Maybe they were in the 70s. We'll ask David Lawrence about this on Monday. Maybe that's what they did in the 70s. But if guys are coming in now, they're going to the Hawk, man. They're going to the Wheel. They're going to the place where all the attractive college girls are at. The place where the biggest parties in town are happening. They're not going to a strip club. They're certainly not going back to McCarthy Hall and saying, hey, let's call over a couple strippers, see what happens. What do you say? So the fact that this is the reason why Louisville's in hot water right now almost makes me think they deserve it.
So they deserve extra punishment for being stupid.
I think so. And a 5-game suspension for Rick Pitino, if that's the stiffest of your crimes, if that's the stiffest of your penalties, I should say, what are we really doing here, right? Like, what are we really getting at?
I want to see an eye for an eye punishment. So they cheated for a year, or if it's 2 years, so that means the next 2 years, teams who play them get to cheat against them. So you get to play 6-on-5. Refs don't blow the whistle against Louisville. It's only fair.
And they're going to vacate a bunch of wins, and they're going to end up vacating.
I'd rather it be eye for an eye than vacate wins, because we already saw it happen.
I agree 100%, because can the NCAA come in and, like, physically take the banner away from them? Is that really what they're doing, or are they just vacating it from the record books?
Rick Pitino's, like, trying to hold on to the waist of this, like, guy who's trying to climb a ladder to bring down the
He's at the base of the
banner.
Ladder just shaking it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to tip it over. Get down. Because they take the banner down, they'll make another one. Put it up. I don't think that's not what they're doing, though. They're not taking the banner away. They're taking it away from them statistically. But that is the dumbest thing that the NCAA can do, because we saw it happen.
All you're doing is just confusing people.
Like if you're going to be that guy on sports radio in 5 years from now, and you're talking about the 2012 college basketball season, why would it ever come up? I don't know. And I said, well, Louisville won it in 2013. And you say, no, Michigan won it.
Yeah. But Rick Pitino never wins in the national title anymore, you know?
I saw them cut down the nets. Nope. Check the record books.
Gosh, Rick Pitino, he hasn't won a title since 98. What a choke artist.
Yeah, it's so silly, man. Like, the NCAA, that's the way they want to levy down punishments. You can't punish a program for what they've already accomplished, because we all saw it. Nothing's going to change that fact. You think Michigan is going to take pride in the fact that now they have an extra net? Is that how it works, or do they just not give it to anybody?
I don't think anybody gets it. It's like the Heisman when they took it away from Reggie Bush. Nobody
In the Derrick Rose year, the year KU won it all, they took all of Memphis's wins out that year, and they won, like, what, 36
games? Yeah, it was an NCAA
games.
Record. 39. It was like 38 or 39.
Yeah. So they won all of those games, yet it's not like KU's looking back on it thinking, no, we beat UCLA in the title game. No, yeah, I remember. It was Kevin Love. Yeah, we whooped him in the title game.
They didn't score any points.
Yeah. So that we don't look at it any differently, and they vacated Memphis's wins how long ago? What was that, 5, 6, 7 years ago? It's 415 Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. I think if you effectively want to punish schools, you punish them for the future, which Louisville came out and essentially punished themselves, right? They handed down they gave themselves a postseason ban for the 2016 season. They had reduced scholarships. So they had kind of punished themselves. The NCAA accepted that and then threw these punishments on top. So you lose Rick Pitino for 5 games. They said they're going to fight it. They're going to appeal. But it doesn't... who cares? You're going to be without Pitino for 5 games that you're going to win anyways.
You know, I've always thought the whole notion of don't punish him for the future because the players who are on the roster weren't necessarily the ones who caused the problem. Well, you can get around that. All you do, you punish them for the future, give them a postseason ban, whatever you want to do to punish them for the future, lost scholarships, and then you open up the transfer market to where they can leave freely and not have to sit out a year. So the players, they're not hurt by it, but the team definitely is, and that's what they care about.
Yeah, and I mean, again, like if you're a current player, because it said most of the guys who were there were a lot of which were incoming prospects who were later, I guess, deemed ineligible because they got a lap dance, right? Is that how it works? Like if you were a recruit, you get a lap dance on a recruiting visit, you end up playing for Louisville, all those games that you played in, you were ineligible? Hmm. Ineligible because of a lap dance. Ineligible because of a good time in the champagne room? I don't know. That's just weird to me. If I was a recruit, I wouldn't want that. Like if you're the senior forward and you say, Nick, come with me. Hey, party back at the dorms tonight. You're not going to want to miss this. And I get there and I see some strippers walk in and say, yeah, bet you didn't expect this. I go, no, I didn't expect this, nor did I request this, nor do I desire this experience right here. I feel like there's more fun we could have in a college town than have a couple of like 30-year-old strippers come over and give us lap dances.
My small dorm room.
Like if I went to that, I'd say, I'd go back home and my friends said, well, how'd the Louisville visit go? I'd say, you know what? It's kind of small time at Louisville. Like that was their idea of like what's going to get... It just... That to me is blasphemy, and that's why I can't help but have zero sympathy for Rick Pitino, for any of those guys, for anybody who was involved. It's like, dude, that was a bad recruiting pitch. That's a poor recruiting pitch. Rick Pitino needs to get into touch with like what these kids want. And I know he's not the one who was actually organizing it. What the NCAA said, the committee who filed these sanctions against Louisville, they said Pitino failed to monitor the former operations director, Andre McGee, when he created the residential environment in which the violations occurred, and trusted the former operations director to follow the rules and delegated monitoring of the former operations director to his assistant coaches without appropriate oversight. From that perspective, what more do you want Rick Pitino to do? Like if he says, hey, it's your job to watch after this guy, it's your job to make sure everything's on board with what we're supposed to be doing here. And maybe he didn't. Maybe Rick Pitino knew through a wink and a nod what was going on. And maybe he just decided that, you know what, I'm okay with it. Maybe it's one of those deals where they kept him out of the loop just of circumstances to make sure that if he was forced to confront it, that he didn't have to lie. He's like, I literally didn't know what was going on. If that's what happened, then it's a roundabout way of not getting in trouble and you deserve to have those sanctions filed against you. But if Rick Pitino really didn't know what was going on, then what more do you want these coaches to do? Like, they have to coach at a high level. They have to recruit at a high level. Oh, and they have to make sure that every single guy underneath them is doing their jobs 24/7. That none of them are stepping over the line by even an inch, or it's all going to come back on you. And yeah, Pitino's paid very, very well. Like, he's not hurting, so yeah, maybe you should have a ton of responsibility on your plate. And I would guess from a recruiting standpoint, which is one of the biggest part of these guys' jobs, they probably do have somewhat of an idea of exactly what's going on in these recruiting visits. Like, there's no way he was completely out of the loop on all of this. But to me, it's stupid, it's silly from every angle, and that's why I love it, because it's way more fun than sitting here and talking about how much the NCAA screwed up and they shouldn't file these sanctions against Louisville. No, you hired strippers, you deserve it. Like, it's not what 18-year-old kids want. It's what 38-year-old guys want, right? Like, have you ever been to a strip club? Have you ever been to a strip club?
Have not.
You've never been to
really
a strip club? My gosh. I'm not like an aficionado. I'm not a strip club enthusiast.
How many strip clubs have you gone to?
how many strip clubs have I, like different strip clubs, or how many
times have you kind of gave away a tell here. How many times?
I mean, double digits. Yeah, I mean, I don't go a lot, but it has to be an occasion, whether it's a bachelor party or it's a vacation with the guys. Like, yeah, probably a dozen, 15, upwards, perhaps.
I think it's probably.
I'm one of those guys who sits in the strip club and, like, keeps my money in my pocket, though. Is that even worse? Is that creepier if I'm just sitting there? Because you have to, if the guys want to go, you have to get on board. You're not just going to stay back by yourself. I'm not a big strip club guy, but I've been around the block enough to know, like, what goes on at strip clubs and the type of people you see in there. And let me tell you something. There's not a ton of 18-year-old kids. Because you know what 18-year-old kids are doing? They're partying with, like, actual women who aren't strippers. There's a newsflash. Successful athletes don't party with strippers. They party with college chicks. Like, that's just kind of how it works. That's what they want, too. They're not sitting at college parties going, "Man, I wish there were some strippers here. I wish there were some, like, 35-year-old chicks with C-section scars down her belly." Like, that's not what kids want. They want to party with young women, young, attractive women. Like, it's so backwards the way that Louisville was recruiting. They deserve any ill will that comes their way. It's 420 Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 1320 KLWN. Your Thursday news break comes up next.